podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hey, everybody. Before Jake and I jump into our podcast, I'd like to tell you that this podcast is brought to you by Game Changer. It is a one-stop shop for every basketball parent or player, anything you would ever need. It is awesome. It not only keeps stats and keep score, but you can also live stream. Eventually, it's going to be able to keep stats from the live stream via AI. We can have a talk about that. But it's available on iOS and Android. Go over and check it out. GameCollinsGC.com and download the basketball app, and it's free. That's the best part. Go over and check it out. Let's head off to the podcast. All right, welcome. High School Hoops. No idea what episode, but our voices are still shot.
Yeah,
they're gonna be shot until April. I think I get like a sinus cold drainage thing too all winter. I think that part of my voice sounding like I'm Kermit, but oh well, it gives it nuance. Before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dis, the number one shooting machine on the market. I'm going to try to get a third one because we're going to have to take 18 billion threes between now and next season. Just because, yeah, we have to become better shooters. And it's a great way to do that. And then also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Lots of changes coming. Prices increasing, getting ready. Like I said in a previous podcast, maybe it was in January, that prices are going to change, that we're going to basically go to Teach Hoops, and then we're going to go to full season access,
which right.
is be my Teach Hoops membership, my complete library, and win the season or full season access, which is going to be kind of behind the scenes. Some of the stuff that we do as far as building our program, some of the communication stuff, post game, film breakdown, scouting, all everything. It's going to be everything. I'm opening the vault. I use Slack. Do you use Slack to communicate with your coaches?
I do not. I mean,
I'll have to show you at some point.
I've used Slack before.
It's really good for keeping track of everything.
Like a whole kind of like where you're brain diving and all that kind of
stuff.
I created a Slack years ago on my first coaching job when we were talking when I was in that beta class. And I just, once I took
the problem is you get all these chains going on text messages again with coaches. Anyway,
that's a whole other conversation.
Different podcast. We'll save that. Okay. You are what you emphasize.
Yes. And this is my topic today.
This is. And I'm gonna let me talk about what I brought up to you first, and then you can jump in.
Okay.
So this was the topic that we were initially gonna go. Because in our state right now, thousand point score, 2,000 point score things going on in our state right now. And they're stopping the game. And they're taking pictures and they're doing banners and all this stuff. First of all, great accomplishment. Nothing against it. Unbelievable. It is something we should celebrate. Here's the issue I have. We play in it like, and I've had four Mr. Basketballs in the state of Wisconsin. No one else has had four Mr. Basketballs in the state of Wisconsin. So I think I know what good players look like and 1,000 point scorers look like and all of that. I can tell you, I've never stopped a game. It is a wonderful accomplishment. It will go in our record book. I don't even know if I gave my 1,000 point scorers the basketball, to be honest with you. I think I did, but I don't even remember. Because it really wasn't about that. It's about us. And it's a reason I don't have anything that we put in our gym is team-based. When I got my 400th win at Middleton, we didn't stop the game or have anything. Like, we celebrated in the locker room. They got me the ball, and we celebrated as a team in the quiet of our locker room. Great. That's the way it should be with, in my opinion, should be with these things. You should celebrate them, but I'm not stopping the game. It's like, what does it say to the other 14 players?
Yeah, and I noticed that
too. Do you do it for the 800th rebound?
It's nuts. For the
1,000th assist? I think it's just off scale, I
It
think.
makes no, and I've
And that's
been in
where
other,
you are what you emphasize. That's why I don't
but I
emphasize
want
my
to just
injury.
a plug. Like I've been to gyms where they have some of their 1,000-point scorers with their basketballs in their lock in their trophy case of their individual accomplishments. And I feel like, and when you're going to showcase anything within athletics, unless it's like an individual sport where that person is like a wrestler or like a cross country person or whatever, where that individual thing, yeah, that they can be a highlight in the trophy case because it's an individual sport. But it doesn't make sense for me to put mantras or put emphasis on individuals in a gym or a trophy case. You know, those things go in the record books, but there's no reason for their, if that person had 1,500 points, to highlight it in your trophy case, because I think
So
it sends the wrong message.
I don't understand the 1,000-point thing. I don't understand, like, so my leading rebounder just got his 800th rebound. Do we stop the game for that? Or my point guard became the leading assist of Memorial history. Just got, like, I don't know, 250 assists in his career. Do we stop the game? Like,
No.
I don't know. It's overemphasizing.
Yeah, but that's where our game is going, though, because now they're adding more games so we can have more stats, so we can embrace those numbers, and that's what people want to see.
I
But at
know.
the end of the day, it sends the wrong message. Kids are getting more exhausted, they're getting worn out, like, and we're not thinking about like the cultural piece and just the wear and tear of young people's bodies. I mean, a lot, yeah, these numbers, you know, when we emphasize at that point, we lose the love and the true meaning of what the game is supposed to be. All those soft skills that kids learn, right, about leadership and commitment and role and putting yourself in front before your team, like your individual goal, right? Like we lose all that when we emphasize on the wrong things. And that's why I think that, you know, that's it. And it's hard. Basketball's hard because you put five players on the court. So if you overemphasize one or two individuals, you've lost 13 other people that have grinded and worked hard and practiced all year. You know, it's not like where you have, you know, a football team, there's 11 people and you got all this and that, and they all have different roles and they're on the defense and the offense. At the end of the day, you're usually playing seven or eight people, and then you start to really only highlight two or three of them. That sends the wrong message because your nucleus and a basketball team has to be super, super, super tight.
It has. All
Super
right.
tight.
So sorry to interrupt the podcast, but this is going to be worth it. Trust me, it is going to be worth it. This podcast is brought to you by Game Changer. And I know, Coach, you love Game Changer, don't you?
I do. I started using the Game Changers basketball app to track stats in my middle school games, and no pun intended, but it's been a true game changer. It's helped me know what we're missing out on, you know, or know what our weaknesses are. If it's turnovers one game, free throws the next, it can all be tracked in the app. And the first time I
Free
used it, free,
free
yeah,
app.
free app for iOS or Android. The first time I used it, my players were blown away because right after the game, I told them how many points, how many turnovers. There wasn't a delay, right? It was right there on the app. Super simple to use, just a couple clicks of a button. You're tracking points, you're tracking turnovers. You upload all your player numbers, and the future is going to be bright too. You know, let me tell you
And the
why. They're
parent and the
using
parent that doesn't
AI.
If the parent doesn't know everything, they can actually do this. It's a pretty
Oh
quick
yeah, they don't need to know
progression.
anything. That's what I was worried about, that they're got to be, I mean, they know what a bucket is, they know what, you know.
Free throw
Sometimes it
is.
comes, you know, some questions around assists or whatever, but you know, we work it out. It doesn't have to be perfect. But what I'm really looking forward to as an ex-high school coach is the ability to do all the stats using AI, and that's coming very soon with the app because they have video, right? So you're shooting
It's
video.
free video that grandma in Wyoming can
That's right.
watch, right? Like live
Yeah.
stream it.
Live stream it. Yeah. So grandma can live stream it. But what they're doing with the video is they're going to be able to track stats using AI. So it's going to be pretty amazing. So jump on it right now. You can easily find it at gc.com. That's greatcollins.com. So there we
Climate for
go. So
Collins. We'll
let's
go
do that
one
one
more.
more time. G as in great, C as in Collins.com, and look for the basketball app under sports. Like I said, it's free. And if you're looking just to improve practices, improve your players, It's a great way to keep individual stats as well as team stats super easy to use.
And it's free,
GC.com.
and it's free.
And it's free.
Super
Yes,
tight.
it has the
Super
tech.
tight.
And here's the issue is if you emphasize points, you're not emphasizing other things. It's going back to the initial thing. Like what my program, what do we emphasize? Hopefully, and we haven't done a very good job of it. We emphasize taking care of the ball. We emphasize hustle drills. There's a point last night, maybe 45 seconds left. One of my point guards, he literally dove for a ball 20 feet. I mean, it was literally like a volleyball dive. He almost got it too. He didn't quite get it, but he almost got it. That's what I want to emphasize. I want to emphasize the bench standing every time someone comes off, which we're not very
Right.
good at right now. I want to emphasize
And
us,
I will
you
tell
know.
you again, this comes down to, I think, the grind of the season. We forget that. And I think why we have this podcast today is to continue. Like, all the X's and O's are great, but like for me, my goal in January, now this is January, but this podcast is going to be in February, is I want to focus on four things in practice that I know that can correlate directly into games. And I've noticed the numbers shift and we've lost our identity. And so here are my four things, and I wrote them down. Number one is just stance on defense. Okay. If we have lazy stance in practice, what's going to happen in the game? We're going to have a lazy stance. Rebounding. Okay. Are we rebounding? We can do 100 drills. And I've learned this from you. You are what you emphasize. Are you going to make them do push-ups? Are you going to make them run? If you get so caught up in, I got to stop this player, that player. Well, you know what? You've got to stop them from getting the basketball by all people rebounding, right?
Right.
Going back to, okay, why is my defense not? My girls are getting lazy on not communicating, talking, okay? And they're also pointing that out too. When you talk about emphases, you can make it co-constructed. The last one came from a player yesterday in practice. She's like, "Coach, I don't think we complete the play in practice enough. Like, we'll run a set and then we'll get beat and she might miss a layup and then we just stop. We got to complete that play, And it was such a good feel of a kind of a feel of like, oh, these are things we can control.
Right.
When you have things that you emphasize, you can control them. You can't always control if the other person's going to make the shot or not, but you can control all the four things I talked about today.
Right.
I don't know what you'd like to emphasize, but those are my four and 24.
No, it's
My four and 24. There you go. There's my slogan for the rest of the year.
woo. Now, I think, I mean, I don't need to go in all my, but I've
Or
emphasized
one,
the.
what's one thing that you know that maybe you want to be something that your team that are not maybe one of my four, that's something that you want to see better from
I'm a
your
big
team?
one on being prepared, which
Okay.
and that has to do with knowing the scout, being on time, respect. Like, to be honest with you, this road trip, no issues. Everyone was on time. Everyone was like, we had somebody miss the bus, but that's a whole different issue. But we had but other than that person, but
Okay.
once we got there, it was like everything was good. Whatever. It is what it is. Don't miss the bus. And that's not our culture. You just don't do that
Right.
stuff. We're leaving. And the thing is, and I emphasize that stuff. Like I said, do not be late. Like I literally, we send reminders. We said it in our last team meeting. We talked about how expectations of behavior, how do we handle the shake line, all that stuff. All is important. All is very important. But it is
Don't
what
lose sight of that stuff though,
don't.
because a lot of that will reflect the numbers that you see on your stat report. And
It
that
will,
was
and it
the.
will also reflect on whether it goes in the left column or the right column.
I agree. And so that's why we do this podcast.
That's why we do the podcast. All right, till next week, coach.
Good one, coach.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.